Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Martina Tonarelli from the 79th Venice International Film Festival, and today we are here to talk about 27 Times Cinema Project, and we are here with Cristina Horinkova, who is representing Slovakia in this year edition of 27 Times Cinema. So welcome, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
How did you apply for 70 Times Cinema Project, and why? And what does this opportunity mean to you?
I applied for various reasons. Firstly, because I really like cinema, and it was interesting to see the collaboration, or I wanted to experience the collaboration with other people my age that are also interested in film. And I was very glad to hear that I could also get opportunities such as networking or different masterclasses or workshops. And of course, attending such a big festival was also a big plus. So since I saw the post, I got really interested. So yeah, I didn't really hesitate. I applied and got in on my second try. So that was very nice to hear.
And Cristina, what is your background, studies or experience, work experiences?
So currently I study in Amsterdam at Amsterdam University College. I am majoring in social science but minoring in film. I mostly like documentary as in film, and I have previously filmed one documentary myself about homelessness when three of my classmates went to the streets for 2 weeks. And since I wasn't old enough to participate, I decided to film it and sort of tell about their experience to other people. So I made a short movie, then screened it, and had the I held a discussion with some people as well to talk about the issue of homelessness. Did some research about it as well. Fundraised a bit of money for a homeless shelter. So that was a really cool experience. And then I also filmed and directed another documentary, which is not published yet, and not sure if it will. But it was on a similar format, also as part of my high school, about minimum wage and basically work conditions, mm-hmm. and so on. So that's mostly what I've done. And besides that, I've been filming videos for projects and did some commercial work as well, or also did photography.
But do you prefer to work on projects that are social, that has a social impact?
Yeah, I would say so. I love film overall. I love the art, but I mostly am interested in the impact it can have. So a lot of documentaries or films have changed my perception on life and have changed my behavior as well. And I think tackling topics such as global warming or, fast fashion or these very vibrant and crucial topics for society, I think if people would see the right films, they could completely behave differently and we could achieve a great change. So I'm interested in making quality content in order to appeal to people.
Yeah. And thinking about the cinema, which is the situation of independent cinema in your own country? What do you think?
I'm not sure about specifically independent cinema, but I think there's a lot of smart and very skillful people. The funding part is a bit shaky, I would say, but I would say that's the situation for most countries, and we are a small country. But there are definitely ways how people can make their films. And there are many little or bigger festivals, so even myself, I applied to Ethnofilm, I think 2 years ago, and I got selected to the selection of 35 international films. And I was also given quite a lot of opportunities with my film. So I think as soon as you're passionate about it, you can make good network, because we're so small, it's really easy to know almost everyone.
And moving back to Venice Film Festival, which one of the 27 times cinema activities, so masterclass, workshops, are you looking forward the most, and why?
I'm not sure which one I'm looking forward to the most, but which one I really liked was, learning about, for example, accessibility in cinema. That was a topic I didn't really come across, so it was interesting to learn about that. And I don't know, overall, I really enjoy just our dynamic as a group. So, like, no matter what class or workshop we have, there's this layer to it that everyone can share their opinion and share their experience. So that's really cool. And if I were to mention something specific, it would probably be the discussion with the European Parliament members, 'cause they were interested in hearing our opinions on culture, and we could also voice our experiences. So I think that's very important when making legislation.
Okay. Thank you, Christina, representing here Slovakia, for sharing your experience in Venice Film Festival. And thank you to all of you. Don't miss our next interviews with the young jury members of Giornate degli Autori section. This is Martina Tonarelli for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.